That's actually a really good question. How much time do we have?
Science by anybody and for everybody.
How we build that internet is by getting our hands dirty. And so that's exactly
what science is supposed to be from the very beginning, you know.
Hello, I'm Julie Gould, and welcome to the Citizens of Science podcast, an audio exploration and celebration of all things citizen science and open science.
So I bumped into Jen and Ben. So we're actually at the event Tweeting for Science, which has been co-organised by the British Science Association and Citizens Cyberlab. And I overheard a conversation they were having about how people can learn different things when they contribute to citizen science. So I just want to hand over to Ben and Jen and learn a little bit more about how they think people learn from different projects and different citizen science schemes that are out there at the moment. So Ben, let's start with you. What was the key driver for this conversation?
Obviously, coming from a very learning orientated perspective, I was talking about how I was concerned with the quality of participation that people contributing to citizen science get. Whether they're really, as Jen was saying earlier, whether they're really understanding the process of science by participating, and also whether they're learning any skills. It seems to me that they're a great resource. And obviously people really enjoy the kudos that they get from participating in these kind of projects, but I don't know if they're really getting anything else out of it.
So you're referring to some of the more data collection type projects, like the Serengeti pictures we saw earlier, which is something that you commented on, Jen.
Yeah, I think things like the Serengeti project, so users being able to go through and kind of identify animals taken on secret cameras in national parks in Africa. Things like that are a great project, but we were discussing the fact that if all you're doing is kind of going through and identifying a zebra or a lion, how much is the user actually getting from that experience? Are you learning new scientific skills and processes? Are you getting any tangible benefit yourself, or is it just kind of another click through and look at pictures for an hour or two, you know? While that might be great from a data collection point of view, we're kind of really concerned that there has to be some benefit for the user, there has to be some kind of learning outcome, something that you can take away at the end of it and think, great, I've participated and I've contributed something, but I've also learned something, I feel I've also benefited at the end of this.
So the Zooniverse projects, particularly Galaxy Zoo, they're a sort of like a data collection project as well, where people classify a different galaxy as a spiral one or another type. And so they're going through photographs and clicking, but it's not just, for them, it's not just going at photographs, because there's a whole community and whole platform developed around these projects where the citizen scientists interact with each other, they learn from each other, they have the opportunity to speak to the researchers, and they've got all sorts of links to different, I don't want to say lessons, but that's probably the wrong word, information about the science that's being done. So there are resources out there and that are built in around these projects. It's not just the click-through. So does that make you feel a little better about it?
It's good that there's that stuff there, and that whole social side is really nice, because it's quite an organic way for the people participating to learn from each other and from scientists. But it's an optional extra. It's not something people have to participate in. And the process that they are going through to complete whatever it might be they're doing, whether they're, you know, identifying galaxies or identifying animals, a slightly false representation of what it is to understand these things, and really maybe a false representation of what scientists do.
I think, having said that, well, that's true. Well, having said that, I think we would both say that opportunity to kind of not only engage with other users, but to engage with scientists and kind of debate the issues is a really important element. A big part of mine and Ben's jobs is actually kind of introducing scientists to the general public and making sure that people have an awareness of what our scientists do, what their jobs are. And so any kind of opportunity to interact with real scientists and for them to talk about their work is massive. If that can get to a wider audience, that's a really valuable thing.
So that's one of the things that citizen science, especially some of these scientist-driven projects where they're asking for help from citizens, it's something that at least I've seen quite a few of them do. So on the podcast, we've had the UK Ladybird Survey, where they've been working with the people who are contributing, or the Flying Ant Survey as well. People are asking questions or suggesting research questions, and the scientists are taking on board the things that the citizens notice. So it is turning into a much more of a two-way engagement rather than just, we need some data monkeys, please look at our pictures.
Obviously, there's huge potential in the use of social media and just digital technology in general for this kind of supporting large research projects. And, it's going to be interesting to see what happens next.
I think our feeling is just there's a lot more potential to come out of this in the future. All this kind of data collection harvesting is amazing. Of course, it's useful and it's driving more scientific research, but if we can get to a point where we're actually getting into even more of a dialogue and getting people more actively engaged with the actual discussions and analysis and outcomes of these projects, that's really exciting too.
And also, I just quite like the idea of, maybe this has got to do with some of the other things that I've been more interested in recently, but the idea of developing skills, practical scientific skills, which clicking a button doesn't do.
So I think it depends on what project you're doing. So like the UK Ladybird Survey or the Flying Ant Survey, people are not just clicking through photos, they are collecting data, they are actually taking measurements and they have the option of analysing those themselves with the help of the scientists. So they are gaining skills. So it's just trying to increase that is what you're asking.
And maybe when people are thinking of designing projects like this, building that into their plan of how this is going to work, how are they going to develop skills, and how are we going to make the general public more scientifically literate?
Maybe as a bit of a sidebar, this is something we've come across in workshops, is that there's so much effort and emphasis put on making science really kind of sexy and glamorous and exciting, and that's great, but on the other hand, the backbone of science is sometimes just really boring measurements and analysis, and it's kind of getting that balance of getting across to people that, there's some really exciting wow moments, but there also is a lot of just really precise, boring measuring.
Which often make the wow moments all the more better.
Absolutely.
But then at the same time, will you entice citizen scientists to take part in projects to say, please, can you take these really, really boring measurements for us?
This is the issue. So I think partly it's about getting the balance, like Ben says, trading off those wow moments for the really boring moments. But I think there's something to be said for also kind of just making people appreciate the importance of those measurements, of communicating to people why these projects are happening, of the relevance to them and what might come out of them at the end. Making people feel like they're actually contributing something, even if what they're doing is really small or not very interesting to them.
I don't think you can have a wow moment without getting a little bit bored as well.
That's very true
as well,
yeah. I think
it's almost impossible to have a wow moment unless you are a little bit bored, first of all.
All right, thank you very much.
The Citizens of Science podcast is supported by the Citizen Cyber Lab and is produced by Julie Gould, with theme music by Pit X.